think of all the things that surprised me the most when I went from being an actor to going into casting was no one has time anymore to invest or indulge a temperament. Your reputation seems to be much, much more important than it used to be.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
And welcome to Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Really excited to have you here today. We're going to be giving you a headshot primer. That means the headshot do's and don'ts, and we're going to give you information on how to prepare for a headshot session. So I'm excited to share this with you today because at McCorkle Casting, we get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of headshots. Over the years, we've accumulated quite a bit regarding what the best headshot is and how you can benefit from this information. So I'm excited to have you here today. Before we begin, I just wanted to take a quick moment to thank you so much for all of the support you've been providing by listening to Casting Actors Cast. And I really appreciate you sharing and liking. Please consider dropping me a line by going to castingactorscast.com. I would love to hear from you, love to get some feedback, maybe some questions that I can include on future shows. So castingactorscast.com is the place to go. You'll find all of our past episodes, links to all your favorite podcast providers. And it's kind of a cool place that I update a small blog there as well. So please think about providing some support because I love doing these podcasts and I hope you like it too. Well, I guess it goes without saying that your headshot is absolutely your most important selling tool. It really is the calling card of the industry. Headshots are still vitally important for just about everything you do, not only to getting your agent to submit you for things, but also sending your headshot directly for projects that you might be right for. It still is that analog, tangible tool that people love to hang on to. So it hasn't replaced any other electronic device out there. I assume that soon we're probably seeing more and more headshots showing up on our tablets. But there's just something really great about having that headshot in front of you when somebody is auditioning. And it really is helpful because we get an association with your talent and your picture simultaneously. So there are some definite do's and don'ts about headshots. Know that the headshot is absolutely a representation of how you look now. How do you look now? How do you want that headshot to be thought of when you send it to those people who might be interested in looking at your work? There are some tough things to share with you today. One that I'm going to start off right at the top is that I get many, many, many actors showing me their headshots and asking me my opinion. And I think that's great. I think you should always do as much outsourcing resources as you can. Getting an opinion from other folks is such a strong way of making sure you're making the right choice. Oftentimes, I believe actors don't really make the best choices for their own headshots. They see themselves one way, and then they try to choose the headshot that looks that way that they see themselves, rather than getting feedback from professionals that you trust in the industry to tell you which shot looks the best, which shot best represents your personality. And that becomes really useful for you, and you can go on with your world, have something that represents who you are and your brand in a straightforward way. Really, the purpose of a headshot is to showcase that special quality that makes you unique in a natural and straightforward way. So for a perfect headshot, follow these special headshot tips. Number one, like I said, make sure your headshot looks like you. If I can't recognize you from your picture, then I am certainly not going to be able to recognize your audition. So this really happens, and I've mentioned it on previous podcasts. At the end of an audition day, the director will want all of those people he's interested in calling back to be lined up, usually on the floor, that one character goes down the row and the three or four or five people that he's interested in seeing again are laid out. Character number two is laid out. And so you have these strings of 8x10s laying on the floor for the director to take a look at how the day has summed up so far. That way we can see if there are any holes we need to bring or look for any additional actors that might not have, you know, nailed it. Maybe we have so many actors for one particular part, we may need to eliminate calling them back. So the director now is looking at all of these pictures at the end of a long day, and invariably, the director will say, I don't remember this person. And now you're looking at a headshot, and if you're a sharp casting director, you say, oh my gosh, you really liked her. She had a different haircut today, and she was wearing something very, very dark, and I know the picture is showing something very, very red, so you just have to remember that that's the person that you really, really liked. Now, can you imagine? Already, that actor has probably been dismissed in the director's head. So if that isn't a little bit of a wake-up call about checking out your pictures and checking out what you have and doing an evaluation about you, whether your picture looks like you, now is the time to do that consideration. When the right headshot is matched with the actor's brand, then you've got something that's really working for you and not against you. It's also important, number two, you need to show your age. So I'm not going to be happy if I see a headshot where somebody is airbrushed and looks like the headshot looks like they're 25 years old, and the actor shows up and they're actually more like 35 or 40 years old. That's not going to be helpful to me. I know that sounds harsh, but this is a fast business. We don't have the time to use our imaginations to make an excuse for what you're showing me in the form of a headshot and whether I should bring you in for an audition or not. When you have a really good headshot, imagine all the great roles that you're perfect for as you are now. Now, compare that with the headshot that you have now. Does it make sense to you? I sure hope it does. This is number three, to hire a professional photographer, an advanced and trained person who knows what headshot photography is crucial to your being able to have something you'll be happy with. This is not the time for your best friend who got a brand new camera and you to go out into the backyard and take some shot. I've seen too many amateur shots trying to be passed off as professional headshots. I've also seen really excellent, expensive photographers not do a really good job in capturing you. So the bottom line is that it's incumbent upon the actor to do the research, and this isn't a lot of research, by the way. You can really just Google photographers, headshot photographers in your area, and I'm sure they'll come up with a list. Then I would narrow the list down to three or four trusted folks or folks that you have either heard about or just make an appointment. Go in and see their book. All photographers should have a nice book where you can kind of go through and see the style, the lighting, how do the actors look. And if the photographer has really captured something interesting in each of those pictures, and I mean in each of those pictures, then that might be something that you want to consider for yourself. I've had situations where headshot photographers try to sell you their work, and it's really important that you don't try to get sold, that you really trust your own guts, your own instincts, and decide on a headshot photographer. Then you can ask all of the right questions. How much is the session? How soon will you get your proofs? How many shots do you get? How many different looks? How many changes of clothing? What's the best type of clothing to be wearing? What's the background of each of those photographs that you've seen in the photographer's book? Those are all very important questions to ask. Number four, it's important that you look natural. That means for both ladies and gentlemen, you need to come in with your hairstyle the way you normally wear it for auditions, and with very little makeup. I'm not saying none. I am saying very little. That means you can ask if there's going to be a hair and makeup person at your session, and we'll talk more about sessions in a moment. But your hairstyle, looking like the hairstyle that walks in the room on the day of the audition, is huge. Also, a side note for men, when you get your headshots done and maybe you like facial hair, that's great. get a bunch of shots done of facial hair, then shave and get some shots done without facial hair. I'm a huge fan, by the way, of thumbnail representations, that is, a photograph on the resume with a different look. So if you have a really nice kind of open, fresh headshot, maybe the turnover on the resume, you have a 1.5 or 2 inch by 2 inch thumbnail of you in a different outfit or a different look or a different kind of energy that you're projecting. I think that's really very, very cool. And that's why I brought this up. For guys, it would be really great to have you shaved on the backside, just so that I have a reference point about the way you look when you're clean shaven. So looking natural is really a great way to start off. I am not suggesting that you wear clothing that's exactly the same clothing you would wear in audition, but you have something in terms of clothing that you feel real good in. So you need to wear something that is really conducive to good photography, and we'll spend some time on that in just a moment as well. I kind of get a little excited about all this, and I skip some of my points. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you need to update your headshot whenever you've gone to under any significant physical change. Don't try to hide your freckles, your moles, wrinkles, or don't try and put on heavy eye makeup or do an awkward pose to disguise something that you're uncomfortable with. Just comes across badly on camera, and that self-consciousness will ruin a good session. The vital thing for you is to be proud of who you are, be proud of the way you look, and then just simply let me see your brand when you go into your session. So that means that you don't want to act in your headshot at all or be posed stiffly, like put your arm here, put your chin here, twist your head to the side. Ideally, you want your headshot to emphasize your uniqueness and your versatility. Be careful not to be thinking of a specific role, for example. A best headshot should capture your true personality and your energy in a very, very compelling way. The first thing I look at when I look at a headshot is your eyes. Your eyes tell me so much. I love photographs that really keep me wondering, what is she thinking? Or what's on his mind? Something that is unique to your personality that can come through on a headshot is a winning headshot. So that means that we don't need to see the most glamorous version of you. I really want to know what you look like when you walk into the audition, not how fabulous you can be with the right clothes or the right makeup on. Speaking of clothing, please don't wear clothes that distract from your face. Loud patterns and stripes or dense patterns on a shirt or a top, that is distracting. Same goes for the background in a lot of photography. The background needs to be blurred or muted or nondescript. There are certain photographers who like, you know, shooting behind a brick wall so that you're there and then the brick wall is right behind you. I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan because, first of all, a brick wall is hard and cold, and I don't need to see that you're interested in doing a prison picture. Okay, sorry. You get my point. A nice clean background. If the photographer can blur the background, maybe the background has some similar coloring to your eyes. That's awesome. Be careful of those heavy patterns in your shirt. Stay away from all white or all black. With people of color, I see a mistake happening all the time where you wear something that just blends into the background. And this goes for everybody, but particularly for people of color. Backtracking a second, that's exactly why you need to see a variety of options in the photographer's book when you're interviewing them. So now let's talk about preparing for a headshot session. Let's say you've found the photographer and you've booked your session with a guy or a girl, and you may be wondering how to prepare for the session. So here are some key tips on how you get ready for the best headshot. It's always the case, everyone talks about this, but it's always the case, the morning of the headshot, you wake up and there's a pimple that you never, ever knew you had. That's always kind of frustrating, I know. But here are some tips. Call and confirm your appointment 24 hours ahead of time. Just make sure that everything is well. Make sure you've exchanged phone numbers. If there's an emergency, if something happens, you have that all worked out. Don't drink alcohol the night before. Alcohol can make you puffy. And you need a really good night's sleep. because we're talking about branding yourself, you need to look your absolute best. Being a little glassy-eyed, being a little puffy, being a little tired never produces good results. I can tell you that. Personal note, I remember once that I went to get some headshots done and the photographer offered me a glass of wine. And I thought, well, that's kind of nice. And I had a glass of wine and then I might have had two. And then I get all the proofs back about a week later. And every shot had one eye partially closed. I looked like Quasimodo. It was ridiculous. He agreed, and he did the shots over again, and no wine. Never a good idea. Here's another tip. Show up to the studio 15 minutes early. You should never, ever, ever arrive late to a session. The last thing you want is any animosity or anger from a photographer. You need to have a very good, strong relationship. It doesn't have to be a personal relationship, but you have to have an affinity for the photographer's work and understand that they are creative people trying to do the best that they can, and to respect that will go a long, long way. Like I said, you need to keep your colors basic. My favorite color is blue, but if you've got green eyes, then maybe a green shirt's a good idea. My suggestion is to bring at least three changes of clothing. Something casual, depending upon your brand. If you look really good in jeans and a t-shirt and you kind of have a little scruffy quality that you want to share, that's great. Then you would want to have a business look, whether that's a business suit or a sport jacket, and you might want to do business casual. Now, if you wear jewelry, make sure that it's small and simple. I am not a fan of any facial piercings, or you might have to prepare to have them airbrushed out. Tattoos, you want to show your tattoos, because if they're permanent, they're permanent. Let them be. You don't want to airbrush out something like that, because that'll get seen. That is part of who you are. Then let that be what it is. Finally, get a professional hair and makeup artist to do your hair and face. And gentlemen, I have to say this, sometimes you need some makeup too. We're not talking about a lot of makeup. We are talking about making sure that you're not shiny, you're powdered down, and you need to be in a really good place for your headshot. You need to be mentally, physically, and emotionally connected. If you've got a good understanding about how the photographer works, does he talk to you during the session? Is he helping you to think of things? Or is he just taking pictures of you in different poses? Whatever you're most comfortable with. And then finally, you've worked out the arrangements, how many proofs you get. Some airbrushing is probably going to be necessary, but very little, I hope. How many of those shots is the photographer going to give you? Those are all questions that should be answered beforehand. I often get a lot of questions about how much should the headshots cost. I've seen some really, really excellent headshots done for the $300 to $500 range. I've also seen some $1,200 headshots not be fantastic. So that's a sliding scale, and I wish I could be more helpful to you about the price. Let me also just say that trying to do it on the cheap is never a good option. In other words, if you don't have the money now, that's okay. Wait until you have the funds to do it properly. As they say, you get what you pay for. I would hate to see you try to do it on the cheap and be disappointed in the results, because then you'll have to go through the process all over again. So take careful consideration when you make the decision about which photographer to go to. But if you keep these things in mind, you're going to be in really, really good shape for having a photograph that represents you, your brand, and how you are perceived by others through your headshot can make a huge difference in getting casting opportunities and booking the gig. After all, that's what it's for. Don't forget to drop a line, if you will, castingactorscast.com. It's been a real pleasure once again. Our next podcast, resumes. Boy, do I have a lot to say about that. Thanks again. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. This is Casting Actors Cast.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com. And let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in.
Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.